at exactly 9:50 this morning, President Akufo-Addo appended his signature to the Special Prosecutor Bill, which was passed by Parliament in November last year. The President also signed into law the Coastal Development Authority, Northern Development Authority, and the Middle Belt Development Authority bills. It is the first official duty of the President this year, demonstrating how serious the government views these bills. The setting up of the Office of the Special Prosecutor, the Development Authorities, and the Zongo Development Fund were some key campaign promises of the President. The Office of the Special Prosecutor, which is insulated from government control and influence, is expected to deal with matters of corruption and issues of public malfeasance. The office will have the mandate to investigate and prosecute cases of alleged corruption under the Public Procurement Act 20363 and other corruption-related offences implicating public officers, political office holders, and their accomplices. The prosecutor will also be mandated to trace and recover the proceeds of corruption. President Akufo-Addo said the office will hold past and present government officials accountable. He said the passing of the bill into law is an important step in government's determination to root out corruption.
The establishment of this office is going to be an important step in our collective determination to root out corruption in the public life of our country. All of us know that it has been a major bane in the development of Ghana. And hopefully this office, that is its intention, will make that contribution and make sure that public officials, past and present, are held to account for their actions and that corrupt acts will no longer go without investigation and, if necessary, sanction once the due process has been respected.
On the development authorities, President Akufo-Addo said it will be the vehicle for the management of the $1 million per constituency fund.
Much in the entire period of our independent life has not been successful in delivering development at the grassroots of our society. And therefore, we made this commitment that we would spend every year on each constituency the equivalent of $1 million. And that these development authorities that are now going to be put in place will be the vehicle for the management of these funds and the expenditure, the equivalent of $1 million per constituency.
On the Zongo Development Fund, he noted that it will bring development to the Zongos.
As you know, we have insisted that this particular community, the Zongos, require a special consideration from our development initiatives. For reasons that are obvious, the deprivation and underdevelopment that has characterized the life of people in the Zongo is not something that a healthy society can tolerate. And it's important that, if you like, affirmative action of a sort is taken to address the needs of the Zongos.
Now that these bills have been signed into law, the stage is set for the President to appoint people to manage them. But of huge interest to many Ghanaians is who gets the nod to become the Special Prosecutor.
Bright Ntrame's report.